AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Former President Trump grazed by a bullet during a campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
It was uniquely jarring. It had that same sound of fireworks, that same tone, that same volume, and that same rapidity. A series of about 8 to 10 of those. It took just a few moments, though, for us to realize it was something much more sinister than that.
One spectator killed, two others critically injured. The suspect later shot and killed by the Secret Service. President Biden addressed the nation.
I have tried to get a hold of Donald. He's with his doctors. Apparently he's doing well. I plan on talking to them shortly, I hope.
Biden did later speak to Trump, who said he's doing fine. Previous presidents responded.
There have been statements from George W. Bush condemning this violence and saying he is relieved to hear that former President Trump is safe, and former President Barack Obama and his wife Michelle saying much the same.
CBS News Special Report.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A recent poll shows how older voters view the race for president. Mike Moan reports.
The poll in this crucial battleground state, released by AARP, was conducted right after the first debate between President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump. In Wisconsin, Trump now leads Biden by 6 percentage points among voters 18 and up, according to this new survey. Pollster Bob Ward helped lead the effort, and he points out that a very high percentage of voters 50 and older are extremely motivated to cast their ballot, more so than younger populations.
There's typically a motivation gap, but not by the size that we're seeing now. And that's what makes this election really different and why it makes the voters 50 plus such a key deciding block in the electorate.
83% of voters 50 and older said a candidate's position on Social Security is very important in shaping their vote. Medicare was at 72%. More than 1,000 likely voters around Wisconsin were interviewed, with an oversampling of nearly 450 likely voters past the age of 50. The age of the leading presidential candidates is dominating national rhetoric about the election, but Ward emphasizes that under this poll, voters strongly indicate they're not too happy about their economic situation.
The debate had its impact on this race, but I think the fundamentals of this race is that people are really feeling an economic pinch.
Despite a strong jobs market, economic factors like inflation and rising prices were cited as a key concern among older adults. Ward says it appears President Biden is taking the blame for that sentiment, but overall, both candidates are not looked at favorably. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Brewers let one slip away.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers blew a 5-0 lead as the Nationals chipped away and came back to win 6-5 Saturday at AmFam Field. What will this young Brewers team learn from this one? Manager Pat Murphy.
Well, they got to go through it. You know, it's Major League Baseball. It's hard to get a Major League win. You got to play every pitch, and this is what you learn from. Nobody expected us to get out of the gate. We've said it a million times. Not going to apologize for it. You know, like nobody expected. With all the injuries, all the adversity, we get out there, we race out there, and now we're facing it.
NBA action underway in Las Vegas. The Bucks' Marjan Beauchamp on how he felt in his first summer league game of the season.
Yeah, the first quarter, I thought I came out aggressive, just try to, bring energy at first. And, and as the game goes on, you get a little tired, get a little fatigued. That's because, like, my legs weren't under me and I didn't feel right. And, yeah, I just got to clean that up a little bit. And, yeah, I just try to, just try to be aggressive and, take the shots they give me.
The Bucks losing to the Bulls 96-89 with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and storms around for your Sunday. A mix of clouds and sunshine. Highs will reach the upper 80s. Heat index, though, in the middle 90s. That's why a heat advisory is in effect. Showers and storms for Sunday night, mostly cloudy. And lower 70s. It's 66 at our studios.
Come on in, the water is fine at the City of Waukesha Parks, Recreation, and Forestry's pools at Horeb Springs and Buckner Parks. Join for the day or every day. Pools open at 12:30 p.m. Then head on over to Cutler Park this week and catch a movie on Monday starting at 6 p.m. or come on Wednesday for a Jazz Express concert featuring a tribute to Les Paul and Mary Ford. Concert starts at 7 p.m. Wind up your week with a visit to Horeb Springs Aquatic Center featuring Supervillain Spectacular Party. A daily admission or pool pass is required.
Sandwiches are the original fast food. And what could be easier than loading up a few slices of Country Hearth multigrain bread with your favorite deli meats and cheeses, then piling on freshly picked veggies from your garden? Or maybe a good old-fashioned peanut butter and homemade strawberry jam sandwich made on kids' choice. This summer, when you're on your way to the lake or park, skip the drive-thru. Pack a cooler full of your favorite sandwiches instead. Country Hearth Breads, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
Hey Wisconsin, it's construction season and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Shaw. 101.1 FM and 540 AM WAUK. And on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Monday on Up North News Radio, we'll preview the start of the Republican convention, and the League of Women Voters will give us their take on those constitutional referendums.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council. In the Ad Council.
Back we are, the music of the stars till high noon central. The music of the stars, Tony Bennett, we're on the air.
If there's a gleam in her eye each time she straightens your tie, that means the lady's in love with you. And if she can't dress for a date without that waiting you hate, that means the lady's in love with you. And when your friends ask you over to join the table, but she will find that faraway booth for two. Well, Jack, here's just how it stands. You've got romance on your hands because the lady's in love with you. When your friends ask you over to join that table, but she will find that faraway booth for two. Well, Jack, here's just how it stands. You've got romance on your hands because the lady's in love with, the lady's in love with, the lady's in love with you.
Lesser, Burton Lane. The music of the stars on a beautiful mid-July, huh? But then mid-July has a way of turning into the end of July. Turns in, well, now that you're all depressed. Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. For 97 years, local news, and now, now timeless hits. Frank Lesser, Burton Lane. Can't afford to lose these guys. But it's here on the Music of the Star. I'm Lou Regani. The Civic Media Radio Network. Every Sunday. And worldwide, civicmedia.us. Bob Hope.
If there's a gleam in her eye each time she straightens your tie, well, you'll know the lady's in love with you.
If she can dress for a date without that waiting you hate, it means the lady's in love with you.
And when your friends ask you over to join their table,
but she picks a faraway booth for two,
oh, well, sir, here's just how it stands. You've got romance on your hands.
Because the lady's in love with you. If you've been traveling by plane, yes, and she begs you to please take the train, you know the lady's in love with you.
If she's met your old flames and she keeps track of their names, well, the lady's in love with you.
And if she phones you but doesn't reverse the charges, like all kinds of lady friends often do,
oh, Hope, here's just how it stands. You've got romance on your hands because the lady's in love with you.
Now look, if she's allergic to fish, but you say fish, so it's fish, well, hold tight, it means the lady's in love with you.
A fish, 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 if she should sneak a quick look inside your little red book, oh, the lady's in love with you.
And Sunday night when you take her to see that movie, nah, it'll be two loges, please.
Honey, honey, the balcony seats will do.
Yeah, what? Well, sir, that's just how it stands.
You've got romance on your hands because the lady's in love.
You mean that lady's in love?
Well, I didn't say nothing else but the lady's in love with you.
Of the Stars since 1992 and now worldwide via civicmedia.us. Thank you for being here. I'm your host, Lou Regani. Every Sunday morning, 7 till noon Central Time. Nora from The Sound and the Fury. Not too many songs written about July. Julie London, Pete King and the Orchestra.
Taken for a sleigh ride in July. Oh, I must have been a setup for a sleigh. A mockingbird whistling a sentimental tune, and I didn't know enough to come in out of the moonlight. So the big romance was only make believe.
Favorite bands has always been Souter Finnegan. Didn't last long. RCA Victor insisted they go on a national tour. Nobody went. But while they existed, Eddie Souter and Bill Finnegan, a buddy of mine, said that was a mistake to begin with. Well, it sounds that way, but he said, no, it goes beyond that. RCA goofed up. They wanted an easy listening orchestra. Eddie Souter and Flanagan, Ralph Flanagan, the booker, got Mike Finnegan. And what a band they put together in those few years. Let's take a sleigh ride with Souter Finnegan. Happy summer, everybody. Sergei Prokofiev. One of the greatest jazz bands ever. Souter Finnegan. Thank you. sad story there. These guys were great big band arrangers. Bill Finnegan, Eddie Sauter. Started in 1952. Well, they had a 3-year contract with RCA Victor to make about 16 records a year. Sally Sweetland, same lady who did that vocalese on Star Trek, was their vocalist. Andy Roberts did the male vocals. Well, they were a flop on the road. They played in dance halls instead of auditorium. They ran up such debt that they had to fold. I often wondered, till I researched. Eddie Sauter said, "We're popular, we're famous. That doesn't mean you can meet your weekly payroll. We were deeper and deeper into a financial hole. Took him 7 years to pay it all off. But they got together for one more album, 1959. Eddie died in 81. And Bill Finnegan put the band together again for New York City concerts. Sauter Finnegan, Sally Sweetland. This is from a movie the Catholic Church condemned. Because somebody said the word virgin.
Money grows on trees. The desert starts to freeze. Cats converse in perfect Pekingese. And sometimes a dream like you comes true. Now and then when the moon is blue, so perhaps could be
that ordinary me
stands a chance with extra special you.
They tell me
that miracles come true.
Just to rip.
If the moon is blue, I'm in your spell.
And folks are talking, they might as well.
Can't be denied.
How can I hide the fact that I go walking
with both my feet 10 feet above the sidewalk? Now I think I see
a taxi up a tree,
a lamppost,
and a spaniel drinking tea.
So you can see it too. A month of Sundays coming up in June, because the moon is blue.
Thank you.
a taxi up a tree, a lamppost and a spaniel drinking tea.
So tell me that you can see it too. A month of Sundays coming up in June, because the moon.
Sydney Torch with Shooting Star. That was used so many times by different radio shows, later television. Frank Sinatra, Billy May.
Let her go, Let her go, let her go. You gotta realize this is the wind up. Things will be much better when you make your mind up. So don't cry, Joe. Let her go. Let her go.
Joe Marsala wrote that. Stars. Harbor Music every Thursday all summer long. And bring your lawn chair and chill out in the cool grass next to the Racine Harbor every Thursday. It's free every Thursday night. The evening starts at 7, runs till 10. Drinks available. Food trucks are there. Harbor Market, make those summer memories. The next one, July 25th, 4 till 7. Check it out at downtownracine.com. Mark your calendar. Unforgettable nights, Thursdays, at Racine's Harbor Market. Make those memories. Come on, it's July. Mid-July at that. Now that you're all depressed, this'll do more. Joe Raposo, master of music and lyrics, and Gordon Jenkins, the orchestra, and Francis Albert.
To be a ballpark where the field was warm and green, and the people played their crazy game with a joy I'd never seen, and the air was such a wonder. Yes, there used to be a ballpark right here. And there used to be rock candy and a great big 4th of July with the fireworks exploding all across the summer sky, and the people watched in wonder how they laugh and how they cheer, and there used to be a
a ballpark right here. Now the children try to find it, and they can't believe their eyes, 'cause the old team just isn't playing, and the new team hardly tries, and the sky has got so cloudy when it used to be so clear, and the summer went so quickly this year. Yes, there used to be a ballpark right songs left unsung yet.
The music of the stars. Michelle Legrand. Jack Jones.
Don't get up. I just want to ask you a little advice. I know you're interested in Tilda Mullen, and they've been fighting to get her on TV. Well, I don't know too much about TV. I just get home in time to see part of the Late Late Show. Did you ever see it? Isn't it great? I love the dialogue those old-timers use when they say things like,
"All right, punk, lay off that property, you know what I mean? Act wise, or I'm gonna fill you so full of holes, you'll make a Swiss cheese look like solid rock. Keep off the grass, sonny boy, you know what I mean? Don't get too smart. Else I'm gonna make you a lead necklace."
That's what you see when you're sitting at home watching the Late Late Show. Don't you wish you were there instead of here, snuggled in your armchair with a bottle of beer? On your TV when you're sitting at home watching the Late Late Show, with those thrills and chills, tears and ha-ha's from those immortal cinema stars. Come on, you wish you were there right now, I know. Watch another Late, but watching the great Late Late Show.
I just love the dialogue when they sing things like, "All right, punk, I'm trying to talk to you as nice, but you won't listen. It's better listen, else I'm gonna turn you every way but loose. And remember, Barrymore, acting Harry,
Jules and singing Mammy,
sparkling Nelson Eddie, Charles Boyer kissing Hetty, Eddie Cantor, hands a-clapping, Ruby, Keeler tapping, Cadney, Belton Bogie, Edward G.,
yeah, yeah,
and his stogie. Oh, I love him. He's so little, but when he grabs people, he says, "Oh, now, see here, yeah. You behave yourself, son, yeah. Or I'm gonna go over you like a steamroller, yeah. And I'm gonna shove you under somebody's door, yeah. And remember, Helen Kane, Boop-boop-a-doop-a, Little Jackie Cooper, Fred Astaire and Rogers, C.O.B. Smith and those other codgers, James Durante, good old Nosey, Boris Karloff and Bela Lugosi, Mae West, come up and see me, and Chevalier with his Mimi, Mimi." But I love the gangsters the best when they say things like, "All right, punk, this is the showdown. Don't try to muscle in. My boys and I, we invented the word muscle. You know what you are, boy? You're a grape. And we're the heels, and we're gonna squash you." That's what you see.
Watching the Late Late Show with its thrills and chills, tears and ha-ha's from those immortal cinema stars. Won't you go home, John Wheeler? Won't you go home? Won't you go home, John Wheeler? Won't you go home and watch the Late Late Show?
I call him Fatso.
Watch the Late Late Show.
He got the message.
Watch the Late Late Show.
And I mean it.
great Phil Silvers, the music of the star. TVs are fine to watch movies or your cell phone, but still, nothing like the communal experience in a real theater. Goes up and
after nearly 40 years, a landmark in Bridgeport plans to open its doors again. The historic Romova Theater has been undergoing a transformation.
Soon, it'll be a live music entertainment venue with room for more than 1,500 people. CBS 2's Noel Brennan stopped by for a sneak peek.
You know, a solid 3 years of cleanup and construction and restoration to get us to this point.
The small stuff is all that remains.
It's hard to believe it's real.
The big overhaul at the Romova Theater in Bridgeport is done.
Blood, sweat, tears, years, and beers has gone into this spot.
Pete Faulkner is director of operations.
Well, here, let me show you two vantage points.
And he can point out what's new inside this old space.
The stage is all new, sound and lighting, obviously, because back in the day where this curtain was, it was just a movie screen, and that was it.
Built in 1929, the theater closed its doors in 1985. But joined the National Register of Historic Places in 2021.
Everything in the inside was just deteriorating and had been left untouched, you know.
New owners and new investors like Chance the Rapper, Jennifer Hudson, and Quincy Jones helped revitalize the theater on Halsted.
The architecture and all of the ornate plasterwork and decorations, that all had to be restored as close to its original state as it originally was back in 1929.
The historic Romova Theater has been restored, reimagined, and soon it'll reopen. Stars.
screwy ballyhooey Hollywood, where any office boy or young mechanic can be a panic with just a good looking pan. And any barmaid can be a star maid if she dances with or without a fan. Hooray for Hollywood, where you're terrific if you're even good, where anyone at all from TV's Lassie to Monroe's Chassie is equally understood. Go out and try your luck, you might be Donald Duck. Hooray for Hollywood. Phony, super coney Hollywood. They come from Chillicothe and Paducah's with their bazookas to get their names up in lights, all armed with photos from local rodos, with their hair in ribbons and legs in tights. Hooray for Hollywood. You may be homely in your neighborhood, but if you think that you can be an actor, see Mr. Factor. He'd make a monkey look good. Within a half an hour, you'll look like Tyrone Power. Hooray for Hollywood.
There's Doris. Hooray. The music of the stars. Stand by for news.
The things I used to love.
Is no more. Much to the surprise of the city, demolition crews tore down the Parma Theater today. Our Homa Bash was there as it happened. Homa, it all unfolded very quickly, we hear.
That's right, Dome. The demo started about 8 this morning. I can tell you it was fast and furious while we were out there. Despite the fight to save this theater, in just a matter of hours, that piece of Parma history came tumbling down.
Brick by falling brick. The iconic Parma Theater came crashing down Monday morning.
This definitely did not have to happen.
Wayne Mesker is part of the Friends of Parma, a group that's been trying to save the 78-year-old theater. It was shut down in 2012 and damaged by arson soon after. The group's hope was to turn it into a multicultural arts hub for the city.
Like they have done in Tremont, like they have done with the Capitol Theater over in Gordon Square.
That hope, now basically a pile of rubble.
Stand by for news. Of the stars. Back after news.
We're at 19. Moonbeam.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.